on this day, Choftes Sivan, the 29th of Sivan, Erev Rish Chedesh Tammuz, the news reached us that our Chassid, Rav Meir Yehuda Yisrael Harlik, was Nifter. Rav Meir, as he was known by his first name, referred to his first name by many, was a fixture in Beis Chayenu since the earliest years. He would hold the Rebbe's Lulav and Esrik for Chassidim to shake. This went on for hours. He can be seen helping during Keshel Bracha when the Rebbe distributed wine from the kos on which he benched and made Havdalah, standing near the Rebbe at Kiddush Levana, and assisting during the weekly Sunday dollars and more. He almost never missed a davening or fabrengen in the Rebbe's presence. We begin here a series of installments about the life of Rav Meir as it was published in an interview which he gave for the weekly Kfar Chabad some 22 years ago, Tishrei Tovshin Samach Aleph, and it was later published, translated, and edited by the Siddisha, the Her, which is published on a monthly basis. We're going to quote from the Siddisha, the Her, selected paragraphs which reflect Rav Meir's life. Rav Meir Harlik was born on the 6th of Elul, Tofresh Tzadik Vov, 1936, in Zurich, Switzerland. His father, Rabbi Mordechai Harlik, served as a Rav in Wien, in Vienna, in the years prior to World War II. The older Rabbi Harlik's uncle was the famous Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, whom Rav Meir was named after. There, Rav Mordechai became acquainted with the previous Rebbe, who would periodically visit the city. During those trips, he had the merit to assist the previous Rebbe in various ways. Rav Mordechai Harlik arrived in the United States with his family in the year Tavshin, 1940, and took up a position as a Rav of a shul in Crown Heights. The close proximity to 770 led to further encounters with the previous Rebbe. The previous Rebbe once called a meeting of Rabbanim, and Rabbi Mordechai Harlik was one of the attendees. I came along, Rav Meir recalls, with my father to 770, and we waited in the hallway while the meeting took place in the previous Rebbe's room. At the conclusion of the meeting, my father requested permission to remain in Yechides for a moment. He used the opportunity to ask for a bracha for my mother, who was not feeling well at the time. My father then mentioned my name to the previous Rebbe, and Rabbi Simson the Maskir, or maybe the previous Rebbe himself, said, Erido, he is here, is the child here? And the previous Rebbe told him to come in. He picked up the right side of the kapota and gave me his tzitzis to kiss. I was about 7 or 8 years old. Another time, Rav Meir saw the previous Rebbe was at a fabrengen in the small zal. It was Yud Beis Tammuz, Tovshin Vov, or Tovshin Zayin, 1946 or 1947. There was a bima set up with three seats. On the sides sat the Rebbe, the son-in-law of the previous Rebbe, and the Rashag. And in the center sat the previous Rebbe. I remember the previous Rebbe saying, Heint is the Yom Tov. My father was inside, but for most of the time I was playing outdoors. When the Harliks arrived in America, there were two religious schools, Teirav Adas and Lubavitch Yeshiva. Being that he was a Chassid, Rabbi Harlik sent his son, Meir, to Lubavitch. Years passed, and on Yud Shvat Tovshin Yud, 1950, The previous Rebbe was Nistalik. Rab Meir remembers attending the Levaya. The Istalkus took place on Shabbos morning, and Bochanim went around to the various shuls to inform everyone about what had happened. I remember that my classmate, Rab Zusha Posner, came to my father's shul during Shachris and delivered the sad news. The following day was the Levaya. People sobbed with such intensity, the grief was unbelievable. Meir was then learning in Teim Chet Mimim, the yeshiva on Bedford Avenue and Dean Street. But each Shabbos Mevarchim, he came to 770 to participate in the Rebbe's Fabringen. Rab Meir notes that another Fabringen that the Rebbe held by explicit request of the previous Rebbe was the Fabringen before Hakofes on Simchas Torah. This already began in the 1940s. After the Istalkus, Chassidim began flocking to the Rebbe, until then referred to as the Ramash, the abbreviation of the Rebbe's name, and as the year passed, it was clear that the Rebbe would assume leadership of Chabad. I remember Rab Meir recalls the Fabringen of Yud Shvat of Shin Yud Aleph, the first Hilula since the passing of the previous Rebbe, Shvat 1951. When the Rebbe said the Maime Basi Ligani and accepted the Nesius, the room was packed and the hallway was also full of people. Rabbi Yolis from Philadelphia arrived just before the Rebbe's entry, and he did not know how he was going to get inside. The Rebbe told him, "Hold on to my gartel and follow me." As a bocher in the early 50s, Tavshin Yuds, Rabbi Meir was a beneficiary at the particularly close attention that the Rebbe accorded the Bacharim during those years. The Rebbe would be regularly apprised of each Bachar situation in frequent duches, reports submitted by the Anhola, and every Bachar would enter Yechidus twice each year. Once, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Mentlik, submitted a list of Bacharim and inquired as to which subjects the different Bacharim should be learning. For some, it was Yeredeya. For others, Ilcha Shechita or something else. The Rebbe reacted with surprise about Rab Meir learning Shechita. And the Rebbe commented, "The son of a Rav learning Shechita." Together with this close attention came personal heroes, directives, sometimes on the topic of keeping Sidrei HaYeshiva. Rav Meir recalls, "Once I came down with hay fever, the doctor first prescribed me some pills, then a different pill, and then he said that I need an injection. I received the injection in his office, and while I was waiting for the bus to take me home, the nurse came running after me, saying that the doctor had given me the wrong injection, so he called me back. My hand had already gotten a bit swollen, so he gave me an antidote and sent me home in a taxi. A few weeks later, I went into Yechidus before my birthday, and I wrote the whole story in my tzetel to the Rebbe. The Rebbe looked up at me and told me as follows, 'Es jedoch do a neue Erfindung.' There's a new invention for all of this. If you will be careful not to miss the morning Seder Chassidus and the night Seder Chassidus, all of the issues will go away. Over the next 2 or 3 years, I didn't miss a single Seder." We will, in Mirz Hashem, continue in the next installment.